Fred Film Radio, New Horizons International Film Festival, Wrocław, Poland.
Hello, this is Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio. I'm here in Wrocław, Poland, on the occasion of the 19th edition of New Horizons. I'm here today with one of the visitors at the festival, Anne Windberg, who is the festival director of the Void International Animation Film Festival in Copenhagen, Denmark. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. I was wondering if you could tell us a bit about your role and how long you've been running your festival for.
Yes, I'm the festival director of the festival, and I also founded it in 2015, and the first edition was in 2016. So January 2020 is going to be our fifth year anniversary. We're looking forward to that.
Exciting times. It's very early times for you. What are the challenges you're facing as a newly founded festival?
Ooh, there are so many, and I think we already founded the festival on a kind of a challenge. The challenge that animation for adults is not really seen as something that is done or viewed by the audience. I worked for a long time at the National Film School of Denmark, and I saw many young film directors, animation directors, coming out from the school. And the graduation films tend to be, and I see that now that we have a graduation film competition, I see graduation films from all over the world. Graduation films tend to have heavy subjects, crazy humor, violence, all that type of thing that then, once you enter into the industry, when you're done being educated, you're ready to go and do your animation in the real world, you will be asked to do animation for kids because that is what sells and it's what most audiences are used to. As soon as you say the word animation, everybody thinks about entertainment for kids. And to me, that was like somebody becoming a writer, or somebody becoming a photographer or a poet and then being told, yeah, that's fine, now that you're a writer, I want you to write only books for kids. And that's not how it works. Directors are artists like everybody else. Everybody who works in animation are craftsmen like everybody else who works on I don't want to call it regular film, but live-action film. And of course, they shouldn't be allowed to only do animation for kids. So I know a lot of people who enjoy watching animation more and more. So I founded the festival to challenge that stereotype of animation only for kids, both because I felt it was necessary, it was needed, but also because I believe that it's going to happen anyway. These years, it's going to happen anyway. And we wanted to bring attention to all the artists and all the producers who are doing it already now.
That sounds amazing. And what's the response that you've received from your audiences?
Of course, the audiences that we get so far are mostly people who are looking for animation for adults. So, of course, all the people that we tend to hear most from are the people who are just so happy that they can finally see animation for adults in the cinemas. And we have a lot of those.
It's very encouraging.
It is, but it's also... It's a core audience that we're really, really happy that we have. But of course, Denmark is a small country. Copenhagen is a small city. So I hope that we can influence more in more ways than just the people who are coming to our cinemas. We'll see.
So what do you think is the next step for you? What comes next in your next edition?
In our next edition, we are going to expand our industry program. Actually, we've seen a nice growth in our audiences with everything that we've been doing until now. In 18, we made a couple of mistakes in our planning and the communication, and we could see that in our numbers. We spread ourselves a little bit too wide across the city. So in 19, which was this January, we concentrated again on one single venue, which is the Cinematheque. It's the National Film Institute of Denmark. And it's just a great venue for us. So this year we had a little bit of a industry program. It was just one day with an open stage pitching session and some more opportunities for filmmakers to mingle. And we're going to broaden that out into two entire days, one for talent and one for more seasoned professionals.
That's beautiful. And how big is the festival team that's helping you bring this to life?
That depends on how many you want to count. We have just right now in our office maybe 3, 4, 5 people, not all a full-time. And then we have, during the festival, of course, maybe double that in coordinators and volunteer coordinators, guest coordinators so far. And then, of course, volunteers that we're really, really happy are coming back already now, year after year. It's good to see.
It's really refreshing hearing from a festival like you, I must say, because I'm very much a believer as well that animation, you know, is just another form of expression and it shouldn't be limited to young audiences. And I think, you know, films such as Mary and Max, for example, are like solid proof of that. Do you have any other films that stick out for you?
I think for me, I enjoy every time a film that's animated manages to immediately draw in mainstream audiences. This year we screened Loving Vincent, which is about Vincent van Gogh. So, of course, anybody who's interested in film will immediately notice that this is a painted film. It's about Vincent van Gogh. It's interesting. So we had a lot of people coming to see that who weren't necessarily into that it's animation. It's just a good film. And the same thing happened last year when we screened The Red Turtle. And I think that film in particular broke down a lot of barriers in terms of who came to see it. And we had 2 sold-out screenings, and it went on to become the film of the month at the Film Institute. And nice. So they screened it, I think, maybe 10 to 15 times during that month, and they had absolute record-breaking numbers for their film of the month. It was so popular.
That must have been really exciting for you, seeing, you know, your work bringing these results.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we want. Of course, not for all the films, because some of the films are really experimental and really pushing the boundaries and might not be something for everybody. But a film like that really breaks down that idea that you can't watch animation if you're an adult. That's a wonderful film.
So you were here this week participating in the ICO's Developing Your Film Festival course. How have you found that experience?
I think the course managed to cover really, really broad stretch of ground in terms of how you put a festival together. Film festivals are challenged in very specific ways. I've worked with other types of festivals as well, and we definitely have some problems that are special to us. And I think they covered all of those areas really, really well.
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you so much for today, Anne. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
Yeah, thank you. My pleasure too.
From Wrocław, Poland, this is Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.